Welcome to Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. In today's session, we're going to be continuing on our overarching theme for the next three sections, networking. Today, we're going to be focusing in on utilizing LinkedIn and the Trojan Network. One of the most common questions I get as a career advisor is, how do I find people to network with? The two most robust places online to find people are LinkedIn and the Trojan Network. I want to start with the most well-known of the two, LinkedIn, and talk about setting up your profile and how to leverage the tools there to find people to network with. When setting up your LinkedIn account, keep in mind what LinkedIn is for. It is the professional social network, connecting over 750 million members worldwide across industries and professions. It is meant to do as the name implies, link professionals together. This being said, when you create your profile, you want to tread that fine line between being eye-catching and professional. For a full visual example of what this looks like, check out the Work It Guide on LinkedIn profile creation on our Dornsife Career Pathways website under the Work It Guide that I have talked about before. You want to have a professional picture so that someone who knows what you look like can still find you. I mention this because that happened to me. I had my LinkedIn profile set up without a picture, and people knew my name, but they weren't sure if it was actually me because they couldn't see my face. You can add in information from your resume / cover letter on what experiences you've had. This is free self-advertisement of your skills and experiences 24/7. You don't have to keep putting it up there and doing things with it. When utilizing LinkedIn to find people you want to network with, there are a few ways you can do it. First is by just searching out companies that are of interest to you and finding the people who are listed as working there and reaching out to them through the LinkedIn messaging system. Another, and in my opinion, better way of finding people is to look through the USC alumni who work in the areas that you are interested in. To find USC alumni, you go to the University of Southern California page on LinkedIn, click on the alumni tab, and then search based on the criteria most applicable to you. I like this method over the broad searching method because 1, you already have the USC connection, 2, it focuses your search, and 3, it gives you a starting point where you can branch out to more general searches. Once you have professionals who you want to connect with, you want to craft a message that will give you the greatest likelihood of getting a response. Typically, we categorize these messages into 2 categories, cold and mutual connection. Mutual connection is sometimes referred to as a warm connection. Mutual connection or warm connection messaging is when you have some personal connection with the person that you are messaging. The closer the connection is, the better. This is why utilizing the alumni tab is helpful because it adds another layer of connection. An example of this type of message would be, "Hello, my name is John and I am a biology major at USC. Our mutual connection, Lena, recommended that I reach out to you regarding some questions I have about the field that you're in. Do you have 5 to 10 minutes to connect for an informational chat?" An example of a cold message is when you reach out to a professional without any prior connections. This is the least effective method. When cold messaging a professional, create as many connections as you possibly can. An example of a cold message would be, "Hello, my name is John. I am a student studying economics at USC. I found your profile while researching alumni in marketing roles within the entertainment industry and wanted to ask if you would be opening to answering a few informational questions. I would appreciate a quick 5 to 10 minute chat, or I would really appreciate just adding you to my network. I look forward to your response." See, with the cold message, I still created as many connections as I could by mentioning I was a USC student, my major, as much as I could to relate to the person I was talking to, even though it was just kind of a cold message. Either way, it's important to remember the general formula of writing messages on LinkedIn. 1, introduce yourself. "I'm a USC student. I interned at X company. I volunteer for X industry." Anything to kind of show who you are. 2, is there something you can connect on? So are you following their work? Did you hear about them somewhere? Did someone else recommend you connect? Just anything you can to connect with them. Build those relationships. 3, make your ask. "Have you in my network? Do you have 5 or 10 minutes for an informational interview?" Be short, sweet, and to the point. "This is who I am. This is why you should care about who I am, what we could connect on, and 3, this is what I want from you." That should be about 3 to 5 sentences. Short, sweet, to the point. When you're writing these messages, here's a few things to keep in mind, though. Not everyone checks their LinkedIn that often. We see about 1 in 8 people reply to cold messaging / networking. 2, be authentic with your messages. Be authentic why you're reaching out. When in doubt, do more research on who you're talking to. Due to not everyone checking their LinkedIn as often as we would probably like, the resource that I recommend over LinkedIn is the Trojan Network. The Trojan Network is exclusively for students and alumni of USC. No one else. This means that you automatically have a connection with these professionals in that you both went to USC. These professionals understand where you are coming from and why you are reaching out to them. Additionally, a benefit of the Trojan Network is that when a person sets up their profile, they put in the contact information that works best for them. This means that instead of a profile messaging system that may or may not be checked, like LinkedIn, your reaching out will go to some sort of contact information that the person chose to be contacted on. With the Trojan Network, professionals are expecting to be contacted, because that is the purpose of it, to do networking with USC students and alumni. With LinkedIn, it is expected for professionals to have a profile, whether or not they even utilize it or look at it. The Trojan Network is entirely voluntary, meaning that when alumni are on there, it's because they want to make themselves available to be networked with. When messaging through the Trojan Network, the style of message is virtually the same as messaging through LinkedIn, but with the added benefit of the built-in connection through USC. Leverage that connection. Leverage every connection you possibly can. Make your ask as professional and personal as you can to increase the likelihood that you will get a response back and get the networking information that you can. LinkedIn and the Trojan Network are two of the most popular ways to find people to network with, but they're not the only ones. Find professional organizations that you can become a part of and link with the people who are there. Go to their conferences if possible. However you find people to network with, the most important thing is that you do it. We hope that you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, visit us at dornsife.usc.edu career pathways and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to ask John.